Welcome back to Your Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa. Author Esmeralda Santiago's relationship with language can be characterized by birth and rebirth. BuzzFeed has named her memoir, When I Was Puerto Rican, one of the 15 essential books by Latino authors in the United States. In that novel, she recounts her experience of moving from Puerto Rico to New York City when she was just 13. When she arrived, she spoke no English, but she quickly learned, and then she became an amazing writer. In 2008, long after she became an established author, Esmeralda experienced a stroke that affected her ability to read and write. She had to start from square one again. She tells us now about how it happened and what it took to recover.
My name is Esmeralda Santiago. I am an author of memoirs and novels. I woke up one morning and was feeling really exhausted. I felt that maybe I just worked too hard. I went to the mall, looked around, but feeling very much as if I were outside of my own body. It was a very bizarre feeling. It's almost as if I was walking around inside a bubble, but I was the bubble, not the person inside it. I woke up the next morning at the regular time, went downstairs to where my computer was still humming, looked at the manuscript I'd been working on, and it looked to me as if I was looking at a different language that I didn't understand. I could recognize the letters. I knew that I had written what was on the screen. However, it made absolutely no sense to me. Could have been, you know, Romanian. I could recognize the letters. I could recognize that there was a structure to them because I saw periods and commas, and I recognized that there were breaks, but I couldn't understand it. I had decided, you know, I should call the doctor. I've had the same doctor for over 2 decades. I think she probably heard that I sounded different. When she walked into the examining room, she immediately could tell something was off. And when I started talking, by then I was slurring my speech. I looked the way I felt, which was separate from myself. The neurologist very gently and tenderly said to me, "I'm so sorry, you've had a stroke." And, you know, my first reaction was, "I'm going to miss my deadline." Then I realized, this is ridiculous. I really should call my husband. The interesting thing about this particular stroke is that it only affected reading and writing comprehension, but I understood everything that was said to me in both languages. When I talked to my doctor after I received the diagnosis that I'd had a stroke, my GP came in to see me at the hospital, and I said to her, "Barbara, if I cannot read the rest of my life, I might just as well just check out right now. I can't imagine a life in which I can't read." She said, "You know, the brain is elastic. It's a marvelous, marvelous organ. Find different pathways to achieve the things that you might have lost with a stroke." Then I remembered when I was 13 and I came to the United States and I would look at a book and I knew a C was a C, and I knew an I was an I, but I didn't know that an I in English was pronounced as I instead of E. And then I said, okay, I have been through this process already, so I'm just going to do the same thing that I did then, which was just practically live in the library, starting with children's illustrated books. I was was the I was like the grandma there. I was at the library, and there was all these moms with little kids, or there would be little kids, and the books are like sticky, and another one of the wonderful sweet gestures that friends made was another friend called while I was in the hospital. He showed up several hours later with a stack of magazines. He had gone to the Grand Central wonderful magazine stand right in the middle of the terminal and bought like 15 magazines, and the very top was something like Teen Beat, and then he put them in order of difficulty for reading, and then he says, when you get to the New Yorker and the Atlantic, we'll know that you're better and you're recovered. And so, you know, for a couple of months, I knew way more than I ought to know about, you know, Justin Bieber. And one day I was in one of my favorite little restaurants where I go to quite often by myself just to read and have some tea and be with my own thoughts. I usually would be listening to an audiobook since the stroke, but this time I picked up my phone and I keep Dickens on my the complete works of Dickens on my iPhone. So I said, you know, let me just see, you know, if I can understand any of it, because it's now been, you know, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 months by then. And I started to read Bleak House, which I'd never read. And by the time I finished the first 4 or 5 screens, I was in tears in this little restaurant. And these sweet ladies were like patting my back. Are you okay? Yes, I can read. I can read. I can read Dickens and I understand it. And then I began trying to write from my own, you know, my own book. About a year later, my husband and I were in Miami for, I was doing an event there. We were in the hotel and I had done my event and I was kind of tired. And so he went down to the pool and I had my laptop, opened my manuscript, and started writing a scene without even, as if nothing had ever happened, writing a scene. And he walked in maybe a half hour later, and he says, "You're writing." And I looked up and I said, "I'm writing."
I used to live alone, but I found you so certain. I'm yours today.
The words of author Esmeralda Santiago. Her latest novel is called Conquistadora.